My name's Patricia King, and today we're going to be talking about living in the blessing zone. That's right. You know, when I became a Christian, I discovered very quickly through the revelation of the Spirit of God and His Word that we're called to live in blessing, that we've been delivered out of darkness and into the light, out of curse into blessing. And so as a young Christian, God introduced me to His principles and His Word concerning lifestyle in the glory and in the kingdom of God. And as a result of what He's taught me over the years, I've just actually finished a book called In the Zone, and it's about living in the blessing zone. And so there's a lot of good insights in this book that I'm going to be sharing some of them with you in this program today, because I want you to live in the blessings of God. As I've traveled around in different Christian circles and conferences and that, I meet so many Christians that are not experiencing the blessings, and it grieves my heart because I know we can be. It's all in the Word, it's all true, and it's just how we get hold of it and apply it. One of the items that we have in our bookstore is a CD set actually called If You See It, You Can Have It. It's based on Deuteronomy 29:29. It says, the secret things belong to God, but the things revealed belong to us. Therefore, if the Holy Spirit reveals something to us, then He intends for us to not only have it, but to experience it, not just to believe it in our mind, but to experience that. That's why He's giving us the revelation, because it belongs to us and we can activate it. So often I found Christians just waiting, saying, well, I hope one day God blesses me. I hope one day I could be blessed. I hope one day I can experience the goodness of God. And they're just kind of waiting for some lightning of blessing to show up in their life. But you know, God says we can go to the blessing, because 2,000 years ago, He set the banqueting table for us. He set that spread out in front of us and said, just come and enjoy and partake of the goodness that I've given to you through the finished work of Christ. And so on today's program, I want to do a little bit of a Bible study with you. And if you've got your Bible near you, why don't you grab them? And we're going to look at a few scriptures, because, you know, it says in the Word that heaven and earth will pass away, but my Word will never pass away. And so it's eternally true, and it can be true in your life. And we just invite you to lay hold of the Word and to live by it. But in Genesis 1, verse 28, when God created man, this is what He decreed over him. It says, and God blessed them. This is Genesis 1, 28. Underline it in your Bibles. God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. And so we are to be fruitful in everything that we put our hands to do. And we are to multiply in fruitfulness and in blessings. You see, you were created for blessing, and that's why when you experience curse or problems or trouble, it doesn't feel good to you, because you were not created for it. You were created for blessing, and when you're blessed, it feels right. Why? Because you were created for it. It's been decreed over you by your Creator. So you have to appropriate that then by faith. Believe it. If God's revealing it to you, then you take it, and it doesn't matter what's happening around you, you will be blessed, because what God is blessed and who God is blessed, no one can curse. And so you can learn to live by that. Next, turn to Ephesians chapter 1. And Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, it's one of my favorite portions of Scripture. It talks to us about what has already been given to us in Christ. And it says, blessed be, let me find it here. In fact, in my Bible here, I even kiss this scripture. I've got lipstick marks in my Bible because I love this scripture so much. But it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. So you see, God's already blessed you with every spiritual blessing. What's a spiritual blessing? It's whatever is in the unseen realm. For example, promises, you can read them, because they're print on a page. You can read in the print what God has promised you, but the actual essence of that promise is invisible until it becomes manifest. So all the blessings of God. All the promises that are in this word have been given to us in Christ. That is what this scripture is talking about. So if you find a promise in the scripture and it's quickened to you by the Spirit of God, then it is yours. That's your word. That's your promise. And you can lay hold of it and wait for it to become manifest within your life. Everything has already been given to you. Now turn in your Bible to 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 2 to 4. This is also a favorite portion of mine. And it says, "Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, seeing that his divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the true knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence." Do you see that? You've already been given everything pertaining to life and to godliness. What do you need in life? What do you need to be godly? It has already been given to you in Christ Jesus. And then in verse 4, it says, For by these," which is talking about his glory and excellence, "he has granted to us his precious and magnificent promises, so that by them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust." So he's given you all the promises of God are yours. Everything that pertains to life and to godliness has already been yours. You just have to secure it by your faith. You have to appropriate it by your faith. Now, let's turn to Deuteronomy 28 and verse 1. I love the book of Deuteronomy. I love the promises in it. And it says in verse 1, and the first 13 verses of it give you promises that you can meditate on for days on end and get flipped out, excited about it. But it says, "Now it shall be if you," now we find a condition. Scriptures oftentimes have conditions on them. It says, "Now it shall be, if you diligently obey the Lord your God, being careful to do all his commandments, which I command you today, the Lord your God will set you on high above all the nations of the earth." In a way, we could look at that and say, bummer, you know, like we want all these blessings, but in order to have them, we have to obey all the commandments. And yet, the Bible says that we've all sinned and all fallen short of the glory of God. So how can we secure these blessings if we have to obey all the commandments? It says, all these blessings will come upon you and overtake you. And the connotation of that is that they come in from behind and bring you down just like a football player would go and tackle someone. How many of you would like to be blessed with that level of blessing? It's awesome to think about it, isn't it? It says, if you obey the Lord your God, then all these blessings, which is everything that pertains to life and to godliness, will come upon you and overtake you. Well, what I want to share with you, and this is so exciting, is that Jesus Christ has already fulfilled all your righteousness. He's the perfect one. He's the one that has obeyed all the law, all the commandments, all the statutes, all the ordinances, everything, all the law and all the prophets have been fulfilled in Jesus Christ. So even though we fall short, he hasn't. And so if you take by faith the glory of the finished work of the cross, what Jesus did to complete covenant for you, then all that you need to do to fulfill this condition is done. It's done in Christ. That means all the blessings can come upon you and overtake you. This is amazing. Absolutely amazing. You are called to live in the blessing zone. In fact, after the break, we're going to share with you how you can live in the blessings all the time, how you can determine a blessing zone, how you can establish it around you and not even let anything except the blessings come into your life. In my book called In the Zone, we cover a lot of this material. Of course, we don't have much time on the program to go through everything, but I tell you, the Bible is full of the promises on how you can apply in your life. You can change your life. I don't care how cursed you've been up to this time. It's time for you to be blessed. We'll be right back.
You were created for blessing. Learn to live in the blessing zone with Patricia King's new book, in the zone. It's time to shift into a place of even greater abundance. Call 866-980-5464 and order television offer 117 or go online at xpmedia.com. Purchase In the Zone on sale now for only $20 and you'll also receive Opening Portals of Glory, a worship CD by Patricia King and Steve Swanson. Order now.
Welcome back. Well, in this part of the program, we're going to share with you some practical points on how you can be postured to receive a life full of blessing. And maybe even today, you can make a mark in the sand of your life and say, as of today, I'm only going to be blessed, only blessing. And so these points will definitely help you. The first one is motives. You know, it says in James, it says, you have not because you ask not. And you ask and don't receive because you ask with wrong motives. So we always want to make sure our motives are correct. We want holy, pure, loving, unselfish motives. And so in Genesis chapter 12, verse 2, God said to Abraham, I will bless you, and so shall you be a blessing. And so the reason why we're blessed is so that we can be a blessing. If you will determine in your life that you're going to be a blessing, then when you're blessed, you'll live a full life, unselfish, because all that love and all the blessings that you've been blessed with will be poured out to be a blessing to other peoples and the nations around you. In fact, Abraham, through him and the blessings that God gave him, he was able to bless all the nations through the seed that God placed inside of him. And that's what God wants for you. I hear people sometimes saying, well, boy, if I just get a blessing, then I'll be able to give some to the poor or something like that. But I always say, no, why don't you just determine that you're called to be a blessing and start blessing first and then letting that seed of blessing give blessing back to your life so that then you can bless more. In other words, live to give. Secondly, you need to know who you are in Christ and know what you have. It's new creation realities. It says in the Bible that when we're in Christ, we're a brand new creation. Old things have passed away and all things have become new. And a banquet has been spread. All the promises of God are yes and amen to everyone who believes. The banquet table is set for you. You can go and access through your faith, but you have to know that. You know, I remember a story that we have written up in the book, but it's a story about a man over in Europe who wanted to go on a trip to America. And so he wanted it so bad, but he didn't have much money, so he worked really hard and saved up for an entire year and finally got enough money to buy an economy seat or an economy room on the boat. It was in the bottom of the boat and just the least expensive room, and he was so excited. It was going to be a 20-day journey or so. And so in order to save money, because he didn't have a lot extra for, like, you know, food or extra goodies and stuff like that, so he decided to pack some food with him. So he decided to pack some crackers and some cheese, and that's enough to last him for the 20-day journey. So before the journey was up, he ran out of cheese and crackers that were fresh. They all went stale, and he had mold on the cheese, and his crackers were so stale, and he didn't want to eat them anymore, but he had to because it was all he had. And everyone else on the ship would go up for meals, but he would stay in his little cubicle just eating his moldy cheese and crackers. Well, finally, he arrived in America, and they were going down the plank and saying goodbye to everyone. And a couple of his roommates there said, you know, we never saw you at meals. Where were you? You know, did you go at different times? You know, I don't know why we didn't see you. And he says, no, I didn't have enough money for the meals, so I just stayed in my room and I brought my own food. And they said, you didn't have money for the meals. Didn't you know that it was all included in the passage, in the ticket? And he didn't know what was rightfully his. And so there he was, eating moldy cheese and crackers, when he could have been eating a banquet because it was all his. Do you know what is yours? Examine the scriptures and find out what is yours. All the promises of God are yours. Eat at the banquet table. Feast on what is good. Remember the story of Mephibosheth? He was a covenant man because of David's honor that he had towards Saul. And yet he lived poor until he realized that he was called to live in the king's palace. David had him brought there, and he lived in the king's palace and ate at the king's banqueting feast ever since. And so that's what God wants for you. Next, the key of faith. God wants you to have a vibrant faith, because faith is what secures the promises. In Hebrews 11, verse 1, it says, faith is the substance of things that you hope for. You see, hope is a joyful expectation. It's not wishful thinking or saying, oh no, what am I going to do? I sure hope my bills get paid. That's fear and that's unbelief. But faith is the substance of what you hope for. Hope is a joyful expectation, like thinking, oh wow, I've got bills that need to be paid. I can hardly wait to see how God's going to do it. He's going to do it. I know it. That's your hope. But faith is a substance. It's a spiritual substance. When it goes from hope into faith, faith has it. When you're in faith, you already have it. You don't have to think, oh, I wonder how God's going to do it. It's like, I just know that I have it. It's a secure thing, even though you might not see it in the natural. Like when you're believing for someone's salvation, you might say, oh, I can hardly wait to see how God's going to save them. But once you get the reality that God's done it, it's a done deal, then it's faith on the inside of you. So blessings are secured by faith and not by hope. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. And it's the evidence of what you cannot see. So you might not see in the natural what you're believing for. You might not see in the natural the promise, but you already have it because your faith is the evidence of that. So faith is important for appropriating the promises of God and living in the blessing zone. I like to determine, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. Even if things are going wrong around me, I say, I'm blessed. And I'm only going to settle for blessing because God says I'm blessed and his promises are yes and amen to me. So that's it. My faith is going to appropriate it, and that's it. And I just hold on to my faith and go for the ride and see how it's going to come to pass. Number four is align yourself with God's word and his way. You know, God wants us to be aligned with him. Before we can have divine glory or divine blessings, we need to be divinely aligned. And so don't expect that you can live like the devil and then have the blessings of God. If you want to live like the devil, you're going to get the devil's goods. But if you live the way God wants you to, according to his word and according to his ways, then you will be blessed. Oftentimes, I try to help people that have financial difficulties because I believe that we're to be financially blessed. We're to be blessed in every area of our life. And when I sit down with them and examine their life, I find, well, they might be faithful. They might even be paying their tithes. They might be believing God's word and his promises. They might be praying by the hour. But sometimes what they don't have is good financial stewardship. Or they're not faithful to get the job done on time or to show up at work on time. Because God says, if you're faithful in the little, then you'll be faithful in much. And he also says, if you can't be faithful with the world's mammon, then you can't be faithful with eternal riches. And so in order to handle the blessings of God's material provision, he will test you in your practical application of the word of God. Are you a hard worker? Do you go the extra mile? Do you are you careful in your budgeting, or do you spend more than what you make? Do you make promises that you cannot keep? Do you borrow money that you cannot pay? Do you say you're going to pay something on time, like your rent or your mortgage payment or something, and then you don't pay it? Or are you the kind of person that'll do whatever it takes, even if it's working through until 2-3 in the morning, just until you meet that need and get it paid on time? So these are oftentimes what people slip in, and that's why they're not financially blessed, is because they're not obeying the word. They're not obeying the obedience or the good stewardship of the word. I know people who have not been able to pay their rent or their mortgage, but are out there, you know, buying other things, maybe some clothes or some hair dye or some nail polish or something like that, and yet they're not paying their rent. And then the The people that they owe the rent to, they just say, oh, you'll have to wait, or I'm going to pay you later, whatever, because I had to spend money on some other things. That's not good stewardship. And it's the same with other areas. You know, people say, well, I don't want to be rejected. I want to live in the blessing of love. I want to live in the blessing of having lots of friendships. But if you don't follow the word and show yourself friendly and be a loving person or be kind, then how can you expect to receive the blessing that the word provides? So always align yourself with God's word and his ways. Next is sowing and reaping. I so believe in the power of sowing and reaping. It says in Genesis 8:22 that as long as the earth is, there will be seed time and harvest. So if the earth is remaining, which it is, last time I checked, there will be seed time, a time to sow and a time to reap. In Galatians 6, verse 7, it says that God is not mocked because whatever a man sows, that's what he's going to reap. And so we see other scriptures too in 2 Corinthians 8 and 9 about the principles of sowing and reaping. Also in the book of Mark chapter 4, there's lots in the scripture about sowing and reaping. If you sow the word, you will reap the word. If you sow blessings, you are going to reap blessings. If you want lots of blessings, sow lots of blessings and keep the blessings flowing. Another principle is praise. Always praise God for blessings. Even if it doesn't look like there's blessings, even if it looks like things just aren't quite gelling and you know, things aren't coming to pass the way you want, just start praising him. Praise him, praise him, praise him, because praise changes the atmosphere. And then finally, establish your zone. Why don't you determine today that only blessings are going to come into your life? So why do I say only blessings? I don't accept anything into my life except a blessing. That's the blessing of living in the blessing zone, is that you've been given these promises by God saying you are blessed. Well, if God's blessed you, then why would we receive anything else but a blessing? But you say, well, what do I do about the circumstances that come? What do I do about the trials that come my way? Well, you tell those trials to flip into a blessing. I always say to the devil, you'll be sorry that you ever tried. Because if something doesn't look like it's a blessing, you say, you're going to turn into a blessing for me. So even the blessings in disguise, which I talk about in my book, In the Zone, but all the blessings like persecution and slander and all that stuff that are actual blessings in disguise that give you a blessing at the end of the process, that is for you. Determine your zone. Determine today that you'll only live in the blessings of God.
You were created for blessing. Learn to live in the blessing zone with Patricia King's new book, In the Zone. It's time to shift into a place of even greater abundance. Call 866-980-5464 and order television offer 117 or go online at xpmedia.com. Purchase In the Zone on sale now for only $20, and you'll also receive Opening Portals of Glory, a worship CD by Patricia King and Steve Swanson. Order now.
A word that I'm getting right now for someone who's been walking with a limp. There was an accident that you had a little while ago. It's not healing up as fast as it should. And so it's been hindering your work. You really need to work a full day, and you've been on some kind of a medical plan, but it's coming to an end now. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking for a miracle. They've done everything they can in the natural, but now in the name of Jesus, I break the power of that infirmity. I command healing into that leg. Whoa! Start exercising that leg right now. Start walking on it right now. That's it. Start moving it up and down. Walk in it. The limp is going. The pain is leaving. There you go. You're a miracle of healing. Start praising God. Go and get it checked out in the doctor, and you're going to go back to work full time. Everything's going to be okay because God has just given you a miracle. You know, we get miracles all the time. I hear about them. People will meet me at conferences and say, oh, I got a miracle of healing when I was watching your Destiny Words. And it's like, it's so exciting to know that we can minister healing right over the air. So Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we just pray for a blessing over everyone that needs healing right now. I thank you, Lord God, that you are pouring out your blessing upon each one. I pray for people with carpal tunnel syndrome, that you would heal their wrists, heal all the inflammation that's there. Just bring it down and have absolute clear mobility and freedom in that wrist and in the hands, the fingers, all up the arm. I see like a tennis elbow being healed right now. I see headaches lifting right now. Glory to God. Receive your healing.
Become a Breaker Team partner today. Go online to xpmedia.com.
You know, we oftentimes get reports of people's breakthroughs that they've had after watching one of our programs. In fact, oftentimes when I'm out and sharing in conferences and that, people will come up to me and say, you know, you had a word of knowledge and it was just for me and I got healed through your program and my life's been changed ever since I started watching your program and my family got saved because of your program. And we love it. That's what it's all about. And at XP, we have prepared these programs for that purpose so that we can advance the kingdom under the anointing of the Holy Spirit and see lives and even nations transformed. But you know, one of the things that I found interesting is that there's not many who view the program that are actually partaking in the funding or the partnering with us together to increase the program's outreach and to help with the production fees. As a team, we sacrifice and we do whatever it takes to get these programs to you. But could I ask you to pray about something? If you've been watching the program and enjoying the program and getting edified through it and built up through it, could you pray about partnering with us and becoming part of our Breaker Team? It's just for like $30 a month as a partner. You can make a difference to the nations and to individuals and see lives change. You can be part of the team. Or maybe making a one-time donation. You know, I was just thinking the other day that if everyone that was watching this broadcast gave $10 each, we would have enough finance to cover an entire year of airtime. It doesn't take much if everybody does their part. Can I ask you during this time of making an appeal for partnership and donors that you would consider calling the number on your screen right now? Or go online at xpmedia.com and make a donation or sign up as a Breaker Team member today. Thank you so much. And remember this, God loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really does.